This is a matter that people need to understand. We're not just talking theatrics for TV now. We're talking about life being in the balance for these people who've committed this capital crime. That is, a crime for which their life can be taken. That's what he's dealing with. They are very desperate, and they're right now trying again to get a world war going, particularly one involving the United States against Russia and China. That's the action right at this moment. Their primary objective is to destroy almost all of humanity. I've reported that since the book of 1901 that stated it as being their intent to destroy humanity except for those humans they want to keep to serve them as slaves. What is going on behind the scenes is bigger than the magnificent accomplishments that are going on out in front of the cameras that the mainstream press is willing to talk about.
The scientists at LivePet are hard at work solving our cancer epidemic. They have the most promising cancer trials going on now with pet clinics around the country that I have ever seen. You can see the promising cancer research and trials going on some of the past shows that I've done. The links are below. While working with C60 and other ingredients, these talented scientists developed a hair growth serum that really works. They sat on it for years. After all, cancer is their focus. But they now realize how much the profits from this product could really help their cancer research. So the C360 Hair Growth product was launched. C360 Hair Growth is specifically designed to revive your hair growth by targeting hair follicles and restarting your hair growth cycle. C60, the active ingredient in C360 Hair Growth, reactivates hair follicles that have stalled due to hereditary hair loss, physical conditions, or environmental factors that may affect follicle production. You will begin to see visible results using C360 Hair Growth within 3 to 6 weeks. Buy today knowing that your future hair growth will help fund very promising cancer research. See more at the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This episode, I have Wayne Jett coming back. He's the author of Fruits of Graft, which is something you probably have never heard of if you haven't read his book. It's a very different look at FDR and the elite cabal and what they had planned during World War II and the Great Depression. Very well. He spent 6 years researching it. He'll talk about it at the end, what he did to put that book together. But he really does a lot of research as to what's really going on. He's been really down on the future of the United States until Trump came to office. And this is the most optimistic he's ever been. And he's going to share not only the good things that Trump has done that he has shared with the public, you know, when in the State of the Union, he talks about all his accomplishments, but he's going to talk about the accomplishments and different things that are going on that the media will not report and that Trump hasn't been able to really get out there in any kind of mass way. So he's going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about, well, quite a bit about China and Russia and Venezuela and the geopolitical, where China and Russia is and how they're trying really hard to create a massive war of the major powers in this world, and that there is another faction that's really trying hard to keep that from happening. Obviously, we don't want to go to war, but there are the group of the cabal that really want us to. And so he's going to talk about that. And for my patrons, he's going to give some of the more interesting, he's going to find a really interesting section of his Fruits of Graft so you could get an example of what's in his book. It will blow your mind on things that you've never been taught in history. You know, and we also talk about the universities and why, you know, we're getting to the point now where there's so much more knowledge out there, and so many professors and university PhDs are following people like me and other truth commentators, and they're starting to get their courage up. As more and more people learn about this, I truly believe the tipping point is going to soon happen where more university professors are going to come forward and say, we need to restructure how these universities are teaching things. We need to open things up, blow things up, and start looking at history from a more whole, complete standpoint and not let us just be controlled. As you all know, I taught at University of Minnesota for 5 years, and this last year I haven't been. I'd really like to teach again, but I'm into very controversial subjects, and that's fine. I have a role to play, and it is to bring information out to people. And I'm really hoping there are other people who teach at universities who are willing to come forward. In fact, I have somebody that I'm just meeting with today who teaches a PhD, and she's coming forward and saying, I'm ready to go for it. You've been trying to teach me. She's like, you have been trying to make me aware for over 3 years, and now I'm waking up, and I really want, she reached out to me and she really wants to meet with me. I'm really excited that there's more people that are doing that, and maybe they can get more courage to do that. But the link to go to my Patreon is here. It's below. And let's now get into my interview with Wayne Jett. Hi, Wayne. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you very much for having me back.
Oh, I love having you back. You're one of my listeners' favorite guests. I can tell by the numbers. And so I really wanted to get you back. You just recently did an analysis of not only Trump's State of the Union address, but the activities that were going on behind the scenes. It's not really behind the scenes, but things that the media is not covering and things he did not talk about. But before we get into that, I want to talk about McCabe's admitting on 60 Minutes the treason that was going on. And now the Justice Department is backpedaling and saying that never happened. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's right in line. I frankly was surprised that he went on 60 Minutes to make such an admission. But I think he's trying to save his life. This is a matter that people need to understand. We're not just talking theatrics for TV now. We're talking about life being in the balance for these people who've committed this capital crime, that is, a crime for which their life can be taken. That's what he's dealing with. And not just McCabe, but numerous others, the ones who have been actively involved in this. And as you'll recall, QAnon has been saying right along, we have it all. That is, the surveillance state that these monsters have set up to control the rest of us, or to do worse to the rest of us than just control, has been so pervasive in surveilling us, it has now been turned on them, and I think being put to good use in terms of being able to prove the crimes they've done. And I think this is going to come to the fore in the approaching weeks and months. I know I've been saying previously, it's coming. It is. I'm convinced of it. But they are, it appears, fighting as hard as they can. They're still trying to open serious wars. All wars are serious, but things that bring the major nations, the major nuclear powers, into direct conflict are very serious, and that's what's going on presently. Anything to take away attention to the capital crimes that so many have committed in trying to finally close their grip on the American Republic, to make certain that we are put out of business in terms of the people having something to say about our destiny.
Well,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
It says a lot about them that they're willing to sacrifice the lives of millions of people, Americans and Russians or Chinese or whoever we go to war with, to save their own hide. They are that, you know, out there.
Well, I think that the part of the situation affecting their actions presently is that their hiding places have largely, at least greatly, been diminished. They've been discovered. Many of their hiding places, their bunkers, their survival locations, I think they are in a much different position than when President Trump took office. In terms of being able to actually commit these monstrous crimes of devastating wars or devastating destruction that do not endanger them. The circumstances are so much in flux. They are very desperate, and they're right now trying again to get a world war going. Particularly one involving the United States against Russia and China. That's the action right at this moment. But go ahead.
So they're willing to even sacrifice and do a nuclear war and sacrifice the planet to a certain degree because they have safety measures for themselves.
I believe that is the case. It exceeds the amount that I know with any certainty as to what their capabilities are for example, going into space. I think those capabilities are much greater than what I'm fully aware of, and that would be, in my estimation, their most likely their escape plan, at least a longer term. But nevertheless, I'm getting out over my ski tips to go into those kinds of things. But in terms of their provoking or attempting to provoke devastating wars that would be highly destructive to the entire planet, I'm quite sure that that has been their objective for some time now. And so far, we've been successful in curbing and stopping them from doing it. There was a what would have been or could have been a very serious incident just that has been, I believe, stopped just within the past week or 10 days. I don't have the date exactly in mind, but you recall, I think it was just last week, there was a so-called military training activity in basically downtown Los Angeles, certainly the metropolitan area. It turns out that the primary so-called training exercise was a diversionary tactic. The primary training exercise apparently was at Long Beach Harbor, involving a number of special operations type forces and helicopters for training purposes. But I believe that was a diversionary tactic. It's been reported that the real action was on Wilshire Boulevard, just north of downtown Los Angeles. I'm pretty familiar with that area, having lived out there and worked in that area for quite a number of years. And it was in the 1100 block, I think, of Wilshire Boulevard, which is maybe a half mile from downtown Los Angeles, the high rises and the major arteries and so forth. There was a relatively minor building there that had a force of special ops, obviously very highly trained, and they appeared to be in hazmat suits, in other words, for handling hazardous materials. They went into that building were seen carrying out a little load on a sort of a dolly that was being wheeled along with them. All of it encased in hazmat-type material. And the report is that it was a biological weapon, and it had been stored in this relatively small building that was scheduled for demolition within the next 2 weeks or thereabouts. If that had happened, there would have been reportedly a biological weapon of devastating effects, not just on the city of Los Angeles, but most likely across the nation. So I credit this as good news. Obviously, the outcome is very good from the standpoint, number one, that we successfully disarmed this particular attack. But it also is clear evidence, again, that these people will do anything. And as a matter of fact, their primary objectives, over and above simply retaliating against the attack on them, their primary objective is to destroy almost all of humanity. I've reported that since the book of 1901, that stated it as being their intent to destroy humanity, except for those humans they want to keep to serve them as slaves. And so wars and even medical health outbreaks, as they have caused, such as in 1918, that killed millions, tens of millions of people all around the world, those are just not effective enough in terms of destroying the population in order for them to have their two-class system of rulers and servants.
Who do you think, how do we know that they were the ones behind this? Why do you think that versus just some nut job from some other country?
I simply don't believe that anybody else has the capability of doing it with the kind of, of safety precautions that are in effect. If we didn't have that safety precaution, that wouldn't be the only problem that we would be having. We would be having other attacks in other places, whatever it takes. And so, fortunately, the kinds of actions that were taken by real heroes in the 2016 timeframe, Admiral Rogers, Naval Intelligence, was certainly one of those, head of national security at the time, who took action in the nick of time in order to save the president, save the election, and so forth. And boy, I'm still enthusiastic and confident also about the fact that these people, the good guys, the white hats, are in charge. And I'm quite sure if they were not, we would have very dire consequences in a hurry. So far, so good. So I think the news is good.
Well, the Congress, when Trump was talking, the most of the American people, what, 76% or something, were favorable to his speech. Congress still acted like he was, you know, a frog. Not the Republicans, but the Democrats. Now, how much of that is because they've been so successful at making him out to be a bigot and anti-women and all this other stuff versus knowledgeably being on the side of the neocons and this cabal?
Well, obviously, as you point out just there, the fact that the so-called far left, as they're often referred to, putting the neocons, it makes absolutely no political sense. It makes sense only in the circumstances that they are both establishment tools, and therefore, since the establishment is what is at threat, under threat, that is the ruling elitist cabal, is what is nicely called the establishment. Since that is under threat, these two opposing entities, the far left and the far right, are allies. They are simply separate tools of the same entity.
They just don't know it.
They're joining together. I wouldn't say that they don't know it.
Well, the tools, I think there's a lot of ignorant people that don't know it, especially on the far left. I think the far left is easier to convince people. The neocons, I don't know. Is it easier to convince people to go to war and be idiots in that way versus the far left that really think that bigots and stuff? I mean, it's easy to convince people because of our history of racism. I mean, we really did have bigotry and terrible things going on. So it's, and there still is an underlying sense of racial tensions and things, obviously. We see it. So it's much easier to convince the far left to be tools for you than I would think somebody to go to war. I mean, it just doesn't
make
sense.
But I think, you know, the essential point is that they are allies.
Yep.
And it was very apparent, as you point out, at the State of the Union. We're going to, I believe, get past this. And I think we're going to start seeing what I referred to in the piece that I just put out. We're going to start seeing the hidden accomplishments of the president. What I said in that piece that I finally got the time to write was that, yes, I said it myself, and after many others had said the same thing. It was the best State of the Union address in history. But what I tried to point out is that it was that, not because of soaring rhetoric, but because of solid accomplishments.
Exactly.
The fact that he could stand up there and point to these historically lowest unemployment in history, when we just 2 years ago were coming, we're still deep within 8 years of the worst economy that we've had practically in my lifetime, in terms of the unemployment numbers and the deepening debt and so forth and so on. The obvious economic policies of the Obama administration that were intended to have the worst economy and the worst employment conditions possible. I mean, that was a hallmark of the Great Depression. It was a hallmark of the Obama years. And certainly I can't say anything better for after the time that George W. Bush appointed Henry Paulson as economic czar. And we started doing the things that were obviously designed to destroy the economy. By the way, rob tens of billions of dollars from the capital savings of retirement plans and other personal savings of individuals.
Well, don't you think that there's a lot more people that you can still wake up on the left, which the... I don't like this whole left-right paradigm thing, but there's a lot more of those people that are still snowed by this whole BS than on the right.
Well,
I'll
tell you, in that regard, I have felt from the beginning this walk-away movement is an amazing thing to watch.
Exactly, yes.
I think it's highly consequential. The people involved... long time, very often, multi-generational Democrats who have been thick and thin times supporting the Democratic side or the, what do you want to call left or what, their parties, their policies of government, we'll put it that way. These are people who've thought long and hard and they liked what the bottom line was with Trump because they could see it materially affecting their daily experiences in terms of the chance to earn more money and to make a better living and to have a better prospect ahead. And they're tired of these kinds of hatred policies that you have to rely and fall back on hate as the motivation for why you don't like the other party.
That's my point. Yeah, and so I think things are changing, the walk-away movement, all these people are realizing, wait a minute, this is BS. Let's look at accomplishments. And talking about accomplishments, there's a lot more accomplishments going on that has not been talked about. Can you talk about some of those?
Well, in terms of the... on top, well, I think we've more or less covered the ones that are obvious, the ones that could be talked about in terms of improved economy and employment and so forth. But right at the top of the list of the agenda that is unreported, by the mainstream media. They do not report what is going on because it cannot stand the light of day as far as they're concerned, because they don't want people to know about, for example, the widespread human trafficking and pedophilia. That's not even the right word for it. Child killing, the sacrifices of human beings for these satanic so-called, I don't even want to call them religious beliefs. They're more in the nature of extracting the life powers out of other individuals as a means supposedly of increasing your own life powers. Those are crimes of a nature that are so horrendous that they can't stand the light of day. People are becoming more aware. The ones that are really plugged in are very aware of these. And you have spoken with Liz Croken. She does amazing work. Those kinds of things are very much a part of the agenda of the new administration.
And you know, what Jimmy Boots talked about was the human compromise issue. That is their currency. They compromise everyone through, you know, getting them through pedophilia or whatever they do. And so their currency is to have something over on people and force people. And the people who they don't have something over on, they get them out of office or they kill them or whatever. But everybody who's in a position of power, they have some kind of compromising position on. And that's behind the human trafficking as well.
That's true to the extent of the so-called political operatives. But I'm talking about the people even at the top of the cabal. They are doing these things for their own...
Well, that's a whole other level of sickness, yes.
It's not ideological. It's more of a satanic type of religious practice and worship that makes them at their core... they're engaging in evil against humanity.
I was going to say they're able to continue this practice because of the human compromise issues, is what I'm saying. Because no one in law enforcement is seriously taking them on, except now, which is
because
of the human compromise issues. But go ahead.
But the... the things that they are doing against so many people are being done for their own use in ways of extending their lives, in ways of simply expressing their evil toward others and destroying them and so forth. They have their own objectives of that kind that they are able to practice because they have these minions that they have compromised among people that ordinarily might be ordinary human beings with ordinary morality. But then they get them into these twisted positions that allow the ruling elite to control government operations. And all of that is being targeted, as best I can tell, by the agenda that is of Donald Trump as president of the United States, and behind the people who are supporting him, providing him military protection, providing him military and intelligence capabilities that are able not only to confront these very formidable forces that have been built up over generations, but actually to master them, to overcome them, to destroy them. That is what is going on. Now, for example, I think in the time that we have, you and I, since we last spoke, there have been two or three significant periods in which QAnon has been silent. Now, I've believed from fairly much the beginning in terms of my understanding of a view of what was going on there, that those silent periods are in many respects the most important periods. I mean, it's very significant to have reliable, useful, information coming out from QAnon. But there are times in which providing useful information might present a danger to ongoing operations. And I believe those are the times when QAnon is silent. It's not because QAnon has nothing to say or nothing more to tell us. It is because his information cannot be in a position of giving assistance to the adversaries and making it more dangerous for our forces in taking them down. So when he falls silent, it's not, oh my goodness, he's gone away, he's asleep, he's decided to give up. It is because actions are being taken, lives are at risk, and nothing is going to be allowed to somehow compromise the success of those operations. So that, I think, is a part of what tells me that what is going on behind the scenes is bigger than the magnificent accomplishments that are going on out in front of the cameras that the mainstream press is willing to talk about, even though they hate to admit it. That's what they use, as well as this off-the-wall kinds of charges and completely unsupported accusations against a sitting president that are unprecedented, as far as I know, in history. And yet, the media that is obviously controlled by the deep state through money, through other types of controls in the major organizations that we well know about, they are continuing to talk about the things that allow them to criticize the president. We've had a warning or two, and just since QAnon has been active again, watch out for false flags. And of course, we have those, seemed like, with much too frequently. But they are obvious activities to take press's attention away from what they ought to be reporting, so they have some cover story for why they're giving attention to what they are.
What you have been asking for is finally here, the Matrix Solutions Deprogramming Series, Your Right of Self-Determination, by Prime Minister David Williams, and broken down in manageable pieces for you to finally learn the truth as to what your right of self-determination really is. So now is your time to start down the track of learning to think again. Start with your right of self-determination. Use the link below to gain access to this valuable information.